It is 18 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Election day. Get out there and vote if you haven't already. The polls are open. And it is Tuesday, which means it's time to talk high school sports. And we've got representatives from both Sitka High School and Mount Edgecombe High School. And we're going to start things off with Athletic Director Andrew Frisky from Mount Edgecombe High School to talk about some of the activities going on over there. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
What's happening over at Mount Edgecombe?
Well, nothing this weekend, but next weekend we're co-hosting with Sitka High the DDF tournament. That's the 14th and 15th of October. And so we're getting ready for that, and Ms. Drake will be in next week to talk about the details, and then I'll talk about the finishes of all our students in Juneau this past weekend.
So for those who don't know what DDF is...
Debate, drama, and forensics.
There you go.
Yep. It's all the students that are good at talking in front of other people. So
there's all sorts of things. There's debate. There's solo acting, theater, speaking. Lots of stuff.
All sorts of. It's pretty interesting. If you haven't seen it, it's a great entertainment and just awesome to see what skills high school students have at doing that.
So, a lot of Edgecombe students turn out for that?
Well, this year, yeah. We've been growing our program. This year we had 16 come out, which is over double than the year before, and we didn't have a program the year before that. So it's we're steadily growing. And we had a great showing in Juneau too.
So when's that going to happen next weekend?
The 14th and 15th, right after. Starts about 3:30 p.m. on Friday over at Edgecombe and goes all day Saturday.
Is that going to be in the auditorium there, or in...
the command performances will be in the activity center.
Okay, yeah. And public's welcome to that.
Definitely encouraged to come and watch.
Okay, cool. What else is happening with Edgecombe High?
Well, our Lady Braves volleyball team went down to Craig this past week and did very well. They beat Craig both series, so they're at 5-1 this year and they're leading the region. So
great,
they're doing well.
Another powerhouse year for Mount Edgecombe in the volleyball court there.
Yep, they're doing well. Coach Calkins does a great job with the girls over there.
So. That one loss was the first one, wasn't
first
it?
First loss to Petersburg, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that must have been a little scary to start things off, but they got back on track right away.
Yeah, they did. Maybe it was kind of a wake-up call early. So.
And speaking of track, how's that for a segue? Long-distance runners are doing their thing for Mount Edgecombe, and Josh Arnold, coach of the cross country team, here to join us. How's the team looking this year?
Well, our season's over, so we Sitka and Mount Edgecombe. We were actually in Sitka, the town of Sitka had quite representation up at state this year. We had both the boys and girls teams from Sitka High and Mount Edgecombe up there, so we had four teams at state this year, and we did our best to make you guys look good. It was a lot of fun.
How did Edgecombe fare themselves?
We're really happy. This was the first time in my 8 years of coaching cross country we had a girls team qualify, and they finished fifth in state, and I think that we can build on that for next year. Our boys team, this was an entirely new team this year. We graduated a lot of speed last year, and so they qualified. I was really proud of them. They finished 8th out of 15, so again, I think we can build on that for next year.
Seems like a short season, is it?
Oh, boy, it's too short.
Yeah, how many meets did you actually get to compete in?
Six. Yeah, I think we had six races.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations and good luck in the coming years.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. And if you guys haven't voted yet, get out there and vote.
All right, and speaking of cross country, joining us from the Sitka High cross country team is Nico Friedman, who had a pretty good state run there.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you do?
I placed third in state, and there's two guys, one from Seward and Delta Junction right ahead of me.
How did your time compare to your normal times?
My last year time at state was a 17:20 something, and I ran a 16:41, so it's a 40-second improvement, which I'm pretty happy with. But and our teams did great too. The girls team got second at state, which was great. Like, that was awesome. And the guys team, we got fourth, but we're still, it's tough competition, but we're happy with that. It's good. So.
Yeah, so was a third your best finish? And
Yeah, definitely. Last year I got sixth, and the year before that I got fourth.
What do you think did it for you this time?
Well, spikes definitely helped. This is my first year racing with spikes.
So what's the course conditions up there? A lot of hills,
Yeah, it's a really rolly course, and it was fairly dry this year. I know last year it was all muddy, and that was a little slippery, but this year was good.
How do you guys practice for that? Because Sitka's course is relatively flat, isn't it?
We've got the easiest course in like Alaska. Yeah. But we like it. But yeah, I know we run lots of hills. Every Wednesday is our hill day. Our coach always finds something for us to
That's
run up.
Hill so. With an I.
Yeah.
Could be used otherwise, I guess. But well, congratulations. So, and you're a senior this year?
Yeah, this is my last year.
You going to continue cross-country running in post-secondary school? Or?
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at my options. I might. I'll see.
All right.
See where it takes me.
Well, way to represent there. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, Nico Friedman, and we've got a couple of ladies in the studio from the Sitka High volleyball team, Stephanie Petruski and J.C. Saunders, and welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And how's the is the season still going for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up now?
This weekend we're going to go to Jive in Juneau, and it's pretty much just a bunch of games for us to play.
So I understand you took Juneau down a game. While ago.
Yes, we did, on Friday night, the third game.
Was that here, or was that...
Yeah.
And so was it the home team advantage or home crowd advantage that helped you along, or...?
I think just the intensity of the game was just, we were playing so good, and I don't know, we just had a really good game.
What was the final on that that game?
25-18.
So where do you guys stand in the conference right now? Maybe Mike knows.
I'm not sure.
Gosh, you put me on the spot. I'm not up to date on my conference volleyball standings. I know they're 1-5 right now. We've got kind of a young team. We lost quite a few seniors last year. So we're hitting the midpoint of the season, and the girls are definitely improving. They played very well this weekend against Juneau. So they're going this weekend into a big non-conference tournament over in Juneau, the Jive tournament, where they'll get to see all kinds of teams from around the state. So this will be a good test for them to see where they're stacking up at the midpoint of the season.
So who do you play first in the Jive tournament? Do you know?
I don't think we know yet.
Okay, so but you're pretty much ready for everybody, and you've played all the teams. You know what they're...
We actually haven't played everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to be your toughest? Is obviously Juneau. It's going to be the tough one to beat, huh?
Yeah.
So, for a young team to be building on that, that's pretty exciting. That must have been an exciting game.
It definitely was, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck up there, and look forward to some good results next week. Thanks a lot, guys. Anything else going on, Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to tag on to Nico. Nico didn't mention, but the boys, which we're very proud of, were the winners of the combined GPA award at the state championships this weekend. So that's a great award, 15 teams, and combined as a team, they had the highest overall combined GPA. So not only do we have some great athletes, but they're great in the classroom, too, and Nico's one of them, because usually I can't get him down here because he's busy studying in the classroom, and he refuses to have me.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Nico. What's your GPA right now?
4.0.
Oh, good for you.
But hopefully it'll hold.
There you go. Congratulations on that, too. That's great. That's fantastic. Well, that's just as important as the races.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, we're very proud of him. I think our girls were second in that category in the first-place team, Grace Christian. They had a perfect 4.0 combined GPA, so that was tough to beat.
All right. Well, congratulations to everybody. Sounds like high school sports are thriving.
Yeah. And then I just want to touch on the DDF results. The DDF had their first meet in Juneau last week, and it's kind of a hectic start to the season for DDF, that first meet. But we had some good success in our debate. We had Evan Harrington and Ben Gordon placed first overall in debate as a team. And then the debate speaking category, Zephyr Ferriak was a first-place finisher. In solo acting, Sophia Mann, who's a freshman this year for us, placed third. We had a first-place finish for the duo interpretation, Jesse Bartels and Kaya Pike, both very talented young ladies. Alaire Huey is back performing with us this year, and she had a second-place finish in the extemp commentary category. Zephyr had another first-place finish in the extemp speaking category. And we had a first-place finish in our Reader's Theater, which is kind of the most entertaining category, with a team of Emma Wilbur, Emily Pratt, Sammy Sexton, and Haley Van Slyke. And then Kaya Pike had a first-place finish in the humorous interpretation category. So looks like we've got some really good talent on the DDF team again, as usual. And like Andrew said, this is really kind of an entertaining opportunity to see these kids perform some stuff that you don't normally get to see. So if you got a chance next weekend, it's really a neat thing to see these kids perform.
And who all's coming down for the DDF tournament?
We should have, usually it's Haynes, Juneau, Thunder Mountain, Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg have historically had DDF teams, and sometimes Skagway's thrown in there as well.
Also, lots of entertainment to be thrown in.
80 kids.
Yeah. 80 kids, yeah. That's great. Fantastic.
So, yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in once again, Mike, and keeping us up to date on what's happening in our Sitka schools' athletic departments.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, bye.